Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, there's a brand of jeans that have gone huge over in the US and are selling out left, right and centre. They're called Freddy Jeans. You might have heard of them. They're available now over here and they promise to lift, sculpt and transform your bum and make your butt look better than it's ever looked before. Here's a clip of vlogger Tyrone Magnus in the US going nuts for these jeans.
I would like to start out and say that Freddy, whoever you are, brother, sister, you have made some of the best damn jeans, pants I've ever seen in my whole life. Now, from what I understand, these jeans have like some inserts or some stitching, some silicone inserts, something that accentuates the booty. See, you can't have a bad booty and just make your booty look great, okay? This will accentuate what you do have. This takes great asses and legs and makes them fantastic ass and legs. Look, the fact of the matter is the next woman that I date that wears these is getting a proposal. I'm marrying her. She will have all these jeans. I will buy them in every single color for her, okay?
Listening to that clip, I thought he was talking about himself. I didn't know that he was getting it for someone else. I thought he was so passionate about the jeans for himself. Anyway, stylist Justine King is on the line to tell us what it is about these jeans that's creating such a fuss. Good morning, Justine.
Good morning, Stephen.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
So what is the fuss about these jeans? What gets someone like that so excited about them?
I know. I don't know. I think it's the kind of Kardashian effect that we're now kind of obsessed with bums and everyone wants bigger bums, which is something people used to kind of try and hide before. And what these jeans do is it's kind of strategic tailoring, I suppose, where the seams are placed, is that the focus is all about the bum. And then they're in this kind of stretchy fabric. So there's kind of, they're kind of almost like a really structured legging, but then with these seams that will just kind of hold your bum in place.
Wow, so is there actually any padding in them or anything like that at all?
There isn't padding, and I actually thought there must have been, because all the pictures I was seeing online, I was ready to kind of try them on and it would be like a wonder bra for my bum, but there isn't any padding in it. It's all to do with kind of this tailoring, because it's an Italian brand, so they're obviously very well known for their great tailoring. So they have just structured it in such a way that it will lift your bum into place.
And what sort of people have we seen, kind of, I guess, celebrity-wise, that have been donning these jeans?
Loads. There's kind of Eva Longoria loves them, Una Foden from The Saturdays, and then Irish celebrities like Rosanna Davison, Pip O'Connor. These are all swearing by them.
Amen. Would you wear them yourself?
I went in, I tried them on and everything.
Okay.
Absolutely brilliant for the bum. If that is your focus and you want a bigger bum, they definitely lifted what is usually quite a flat area on my body and made me look like I have a bigger bum. The silicone waistband is one thing that's amazing because, I don't know, people with kind of smaller bums like myself often pour ourselves into tighter jeans to kind of really make them hold on. But then, of course, you run the risk of a muffin top. So they have this silicone waistband. So it's kind of like a stretchy waistband, like a regular leggings, but then the silicone kind of will hold it into place and you won't spill over. So they're both brilliant elements of it. The only thing I did find, I was surprised because in the pictures they look like actual denim jeans. They are like a really thick kind of legging, really. It works for the denim and things. I find personally for the black, I just kind of felt like I looked like I was wearing a pair of leggings, so I wouldn't have worn them, say, on a night out or whatever. So that was the one kind of downside that I found. But I do have to say, I mean, if your bum is the part you want to accentuate, they do really do lift it.
Crazy. Yeah, because I wouldn't be ashamed to admit to anybody that I have worn girls' jeans before because they just sometimes fit a lot better.
Yeah.
And I think when you find a good pair of jeans as well, you just have to go out and buy like five pairs of them. Like,
and
you just have
that's what the boutiques I've spoken to, that's what they say. They cannot hold on to these jeans. They say once you're kind of a convert, you come in, you're getting the grey, you're getting the black, and then they do like even a leather version and everything. So they said that once you're a convert, you really are kind of joining the revolution here. I think what they're particularly great for is smaller women,
okay,
in height even. And that's what kind of the boutique I was talking to. I tried on the black. Now, I mean, I'm 5'4". I found the black were almost ankle grazers on me and I assumed I tried like an extra small length or something. And they said that's the one length. So they are great for smaller women, which smaller women struggle to find jeans. Often jeans are way too long, particularly skinny jeans. So they are great for them.
Really? Ah, okay. I didn't know that was a struggle for shorter people to find jeans.
Oh,
so what other clothes do these guys do? What else do they make?
So they're great in sportswear, and that's, you can see kind of that's the influence. And that's okay. When I first pulled on the jeans, that's what I felt like I was putting on, is those really good gym leggings. So they really kind of hold you in with that. So they do a whole range of sportswear. And then I can see from online, in Ireland, I'm not even sure if they stock these, but in America, so no doubt it'll kind of feed in soon. They're doing like pencil skirts. They're doing like bodycon dresses with the same kind of shaping effect, because they only invented this actual technology 2 years ago.
Wow.
So it's all kind of just feeding into now. They're going to be doing our whole wardrobes.
I love the way you call them technology.
It is a technology. I'm a convert, you can tell. And then they have a range of T-shirts, bags, a lot of them with kind of a sportier focus than the fashion focus. I would say at the moment, the best thing they're doing really is the jeans and the leather pants.
Okay.
They're the most kind of fashionable.
How much will that set you back, though, if you want to get a pair of them?
So they range from, I think they're $77.90 for the block colour kind of trousery ones, so for the black and the grey and things. They go up to, I think it's $99 for the denim, kind of their bestsellers, and then right up to $129 for the leather ones.
Okay, and you can get them in, you were saying, some boutiques.
Yeah, various boutiques. So you get them on freddie.ie, but I would kind of recommend that people maybe go in and try them on, because from chat to the girl in the boutique, she said a lot of people would have to kind of go up a size because they are quite fitted.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe just to make sure you get the right fit, even trying them on. So they have them in kind of Carrie's Closet in Dublin, which is also online, Coco Boutique in Dublin, divine.ie, Ollie and Mac Boutique. There's actually a lot of boutiques kind of nationwide that we stock in these, and no doubt with the popularity that it's growing, they'll kind of be stocked everywhere shortly.
I'm sure, especially as you said, the Kardashian effect.
Exactly. And I would say, though, trying them on, I mean, they run from an extra small to an extra large. But bear in mind, an extra small is a size 4 to 6, and an extra large is a 12 to 14. So, you know, you're trying on a size large in your 10 to 12. So I'd ignore that they're called extra small and extra large. Just go with the size you usually try on in jeans, and maybe try them and one size up as well.
In terms of jeans as well, what else is going on in the world of jeans? What's hot, what's not? What about the best brands at the moment to look at?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, denim, as you know, is always popular because it goes with absolutely everything.
It's easy. It's so easy.
It's so easy. And the styles don't change too quickly. Thank God. You can invest in a pair of jeans. It might do you for a couple of years. But this year, for women particularly, I mean, the catwalks had denim everywhere. And it's the kind of 70s influence that we saw. So we had like denim dresses. We have those kind of denim 70s button-through skirts. And then, of course, jeans are everywhere. Skinny jeans, of course, have kind of been the revolution that we've seen in the last couple of years. And they are still big for the moment. And I think women even who were kind of reluctant to try them at the beginning, they kind of thought skinny jeans meant you had to have Kate Moss's kind of figure to pull them off, are now gradually moving over, and they're realizing, you know, skinny doesn't mean spray on skinny. It can mean slim fit jeans.
Yeah.
And I think they're great for women because you can wear them in the winter tucked into your boots. You can turn them up in the summer. They kind of just go with everything and they balance it out. If you're wearing those kind of style tops that are in at the moment, which are the kind of oversized jumpers and boxy kind of tops, it balances out your frame just having kind of the slim fit on the bottom. And then, of course, we're also seeing kind of boyfriend-inspired jeans. So it's women robbing their boyfriend's jeans. And if you're wearing those kind of relaxed fit, I would say then going for a smaller top on the top is kind of the most flattering way
to
do it.
What about for the men themselves?
The men, I know men, it's nearly as hard. There's nearly as many fits and rises and different things and styles for men. I would say for men, we're seeing definitely Irish men are slowly making the transition into kind of away from those bootleg jeans we're seeing in the 2000s into the more kind of slim fitting. And that doesn't it doesn't have to mean spray on skinnies, which some men are totally rocking. As you say yourself, we're seeing men wearing women's jeans now. It's not a problem. But I would say shop around for the best fit. Like, don't kind of stick to the jeans you always wore. The trends are changing, and sometimes those slimmer fit, they are more flattering on most people, and they definitely look smarter with a pair of shoes and a night out.
And what are the best jean stores then for men and women?
For men, I have heard rave reviews about Genius in the Paris Square Centre from various men who say you go in and they're like your personal shopper. You tell them what you want and they will literally deck you out exactly what you want. And they do cater for all different kind of styles and sizes and everything. So for great things about them, personally, top man for skinny jeans. I don't know, are you in agreement there?
I see, as I said, I go to Top Shop.
Okay. Top Shop, top man. And I think G-Star, I mean, if you are going for that little bit of a higher price point for men, G-Star are great for denims. And then for women, I mean, aside from the Freddie, Salta jeans are the other kind of revolution that we're seeing. They're definitely more of a kind of structured denim, but they do the whole push-up and hold-in effect. They are a little bit pricier. They're in the range kind of €100, €110. I think Topshop, for me, has always been amazing for denims. They mightn't last quite as long as your Salsas, but I think you're just buying in for the summer or for the next year.
Yeah, it's about 3 months I'd get out of them.
Yeah, it depends on what you wear them, I suppose. But I always say to people, I mean, don't be afraid afraid to spend a bit of money on your denim. You spend, women will spend €200 on a dress for a wedding, but then they won't invest in a pair of denims that they wear every single day. So don't be afraid. Think about how much you wear your denims, and don't be afraid to maybe invest in a really good quality pair.
Very, very true. Justine, finally, I'm going to ask you for your last critique. Freddie jeans, yay or nay?
I would say yay. I'd say give them a go.
Amen. Maybe I will. Maybe I just will. Justine, you're an absolute legend. Thank you very much.
Brilliant. Thanks a million.
Awesome.